paid every day.
The hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We are all friends here. Jennifer is my friend. Roberta's my friend. Richie's my friend. You are my friend. Jack Stockwell is my friend. And normally Jack visits with us later in the week, but because he is, in fact, my host, although it's kind of a funny twist on things, I'm at Jack Stockwell's place, and he's over at our affiliate, KTLK, which is AM 630 here in Salt Lake City, because we couldn't both do the program from here. So he's there, and I'm here taking advantage of his hospitality. The wonders of technology, they really are. I can be sitting in this beautiful house on top of a mountain in Salt Lake, looking down on the lights of Salt Lake City, which is a shot like you haven't seen. You know what this reminds me of a little bit, Jennifer? If you're up on Mulholland or on the top of the hill looking down into Burbank or down into the valley, it's the same kind of a view as you see. And a lot of you, here's the comparison. For those of you who, at the beginning of movies, and I'm trying to remember whether it's Warner Brothers or who uses the valley as a logo. One of the big movie, but Warner Brothers, I don't know, not important.
Oh,
but
yeah, with the background. I know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
the background down onto the valley. And that's what it looks like here. It's a beautiful sight, beautiful city. I love Salt Lake, especially when you get... when Jack and Mary, his wife, picked me up at the airport yesterday, driving out of the airport, you look at the mountains, and they are so majestic, and there's so much beautiful snow, and they're right there. You're right on top of them in Salt Lake, more so even than in Denver. I've been around lots of mountains, and I almost got stuck yesterday. Every time I've taken a trip this time of year, as most of you know who follow me, I do a lot of traveling and tell you lots of stories about lots of different things from the different places. Most of the places I go are cities where we have affiliates of the Good Day program, so it makes it kind of fun to be able to tie in seeing people and telling stories about the community, et cetera, et cetera. And as I was in Denver over the weekend, I didn't have a chance to go up to the three or four stations that are in the Colorado network, but it was still kind of neat to be in a city which, you know, you get to places and you begin to recognize things and you get around on your own. I've now begun to be able to get around in Denver without a map. And pretty soon, Jack, although I never drive when I'm here because you always drive me around, I'll be able to find my way around Salt Lake City pretty well as well. It is a really, really special place, and I'm very grateful to have you as a friend and as a host. We went to see Jack's son was all over him because he wanted him to come home and watch the Super Bowl game. And Mary, his wife, wanted to go see the King's Speech, so we went to see the King's Speech.
I can't believe you got them away from Super Bowl, because last week Jack was like, yeah, we're going to watch Super Bowl, you're going to be here.
Yeah, Jack, what's up with that? Why'd you cave?
No, wait a minute, you went to the movies instead of watching the game?
Yeah.
My little 11-year-old son, he was brokenhearted twice. His Steelers lost, and his daddy couldn't be found.
Right.
So let me get this straight, Doug. You cruise into town and tear Jack away from watching the Super Bowl, the most momentous sports event of the year, from his 11-year-old son.
Jack, let me tell you something. Jack's a lot bigger than I am. I'm not wrestling him out of anything. So it was purely because he enjoys my company, Rich.
More than his 11-year-old son?
No, I don't think that's the way to put it at all. It's in this circumstance, Mary wanted to go. We were out anyway. And so he had the best of all worlds. He spent time with me. He spent time with his son. Everything was fine.
Pretty empty
theater. Why are you trying to make trouble?
Pretty empty theater, wasn't it?
There's no trouble. It wasn't.
I feel
people.
Bad for his son sitting there.
Well,
all
we got back home before the third quarter was over.
Yeah, his son wasn't all alone. Sister was here. They were having a good time. Yeah. All right. I wanted to have Phil had to take a trip this morning. I thought this would be a good opportunity for us to do something. This hour, we spent a lot of time on medical items anyway. And there are developments that have come about as a result of my experiences this weekend at a company called Cerescan, Cerescan. I would think it would be a good idea for all of you to go on to, as we tell the story, or I bring you a position. I suppose we could say this is a Doug Steffen position paper. I intend to spend a lot of time on the air in the near future, distant future, as long as I can, having learned what I have learned at the facilities of Cerescan in Denver about your brain, my brain, our brain, and what it the coincidence here, Uri would say, was synchronicity. the company that I'm talking about has a large number of NFL players as clients. I don't know who they are, and you know their privacy. Nobody will know what my brain scan looks like.
I can tell you one of them was a quarterback in the Super Bowl last night. Aaron Rodgers had two concussions this year.
Yeah. Well, what happens at Seriscan? Let me briefly explain how this works. I'm going to bring in Dr. Ken later on in the hour to help us understand what's going on. The Seriscan folks are able, through some new kind of technology and software, to image your brain and be able to tell the neurologists who look at the pictures, and there are nuclear physicians, I forget what they call them, but they're experts in nuclear medicine. So they're on staff at Seriscan, and they look at these pictures after they're done. They take a shot before, and then they stimulate your brain, and they take it after. So you can see through this imaging what has gone on in your brain for your entire life. They can go back through when you were a baby and bring it up to present time. And through this technology, they are doing a number of wonderful things. One of them is being able to tell you by looking at this if you have the propensity for dementia or Alzheimer's or Parkinson's and what you can do to avoid it. Let's say if you knew 10 years before you might start to get Alzheimer's, but you do something about it to change it, why would you do that? Why wouldn't you want to know that? And then they're also working with people who have severe head injuries, severe head trauma, to try to figure out how to deal with it. You know, most football players do not live beyond the age of 60. And the reason for that is because, and I go back to Lyle Alzado, which is probably the case that I remember the best. He took so many steroids that it basically ruined his body and his brain. And so, but you don't even have to look at those sorts of things. Just as Jack was just suggesting, the concussion, or Richie said, the concussions, the head injuries are so severe, so traumatic, so disabling, that yesterday, before the game, on one of the ESPN channels, they devoted an hour to this problem. It's becoming so bad. So having presented it this way, my cause is going to be, and I'm going to take this up with you. You can throw rocks at the radio. You can yell and scream. You can do whatever you want. But I think it's irresponsible for me not to bring this to you. And frankly, I'm going to bring it to the Board of Trustees at Heidelberg about our football program. This is really going to make me unpopular with certain folks, and I'm sorry, but this is after I've put the pieces of this together over the weekend. I feel very strongly that if you're a parent and you let your child play football or soccer or wrestling or doing anything where there is liable to be some trauma to the head, you are a bad parent. You're doing a disservice to your children. It is you look at these things. I mean, it may be okay up to this point, but now there's information available so you can see. It's kind of like the same stuff, I suppose, that we would talk about with regard to the obesity problem. The information is there. What are you going to do with it? If you are a parent and you allow your child to be put in harm's way like this, you are a bad parent. Once you know the information that is available now, what happens to the brain when you are involved in football, in soccer? What are some of the other sports that you
getting
could,
on and off of tractors, back of the pickup trucks.
I mean, you can
all these other
Richie,
events where you can bash your head up against something.
You can be stupid and make whatever remark you want.
Now you're going to call me stupid.
No, I didn't call you stupid. I said your remark is stupid.
No,
sure, we
said,
all
now
have
you're
the
going
propensity
to be stupid
for that. No, what I'm saying is that any parent, I didn't use the word stupid with parents, but I'm telling you, if you have this information and you allow knowing that your child could be violently hurt being involved in an exercise like this, you are an irresponsible, bad parent. That's what I'm saying. One way or the other, it has nothing to do with me getting on and off the tractor and falling off or other people getting involved in accidents. That has nothing to do with it. You have no control over accidents. You do have control over what your children do with their time and how they are able or not able to participate in some of these things. And, you know, where so much of our culture is built around. Yesterday, Jack, when we were driving around Salt Lake City, there was nobody in the car. There was nobody. It was like Christmas.
One thing you have to remember, Doug, okay, having never played football, you wouldn't know this, but a couple of seven-year-olds playing football with each other in the yard and highly trained, experienced, highly paid professionals that weigh 230 pounds running full force. You can run a 4.3, 100, you know, you're bashing each other with the
wrong
helmets on.
You are 100% wrong.
Thanks, brother.
And Jack will tell you, and anybody else who knows anything about the brain, anybody who knows anything about neurology, will tell you that your brain is more vulnerable, even if you're playing a backyard game like that, because it hasn't been developed. Am I right, Jack, or not?
Oh, it takes till 6 years old before your brain finishes all of its wiring. But the myelin sheathing can take till you're 18 until it's completely in place. So, well, you know, and any time you're banging the head around, it, you know, it's contained in a bag of fluid. The dura mater is the leathery sac that covers the brain that contains the cerebral spinal fluid. But still, there's very little space between it and the edge of the skull. And the problem with banging your head around, whether it's accidentally falling off the trailer or intentionally smashing your helmet on the defensive line against the offensive line, every time that skull hits against the inside, or the brain hits the inside of the skull, you're going to get a little swelling. And the problem is, it's not going to swell outward, it's going to swell inward. And this is where the repetitive damage on the cortex of the brain takes place that leads to degenerative problems later on in the brain when you're hitting 35, 40, 45 years old. So that, like you were saying, you hardly ever see any football players over 60. They're either stroking out from the brain injuries, or they're dying of liver cancer from all of the steroids they were taking.
Right. So we glorify all of this stuff, and you know, the game is exciting and watching it is great and yada yada. But what we're doing is we are encouraging people to hurt themselves. In essence, all these guys that make millions of dollars, they have a good life, I suppose, while they can enjoy it. But by the time they're 60, they're vegetables. And this happens more often than not. And I think that it happens to those who are athletes in college that are playing football, and maybe even some. I mean, look at the attention that's paid to high school football in Ohio or in Texas or any other number of states. It's amazing. And I just think that it's irresponsible. So I can have my thoughts. You can throw rocks at the radio. Do whatever you want. Help yourself. Take your best shot. 800-510-8255. So Jack and I will talk a little about that. And we have some other items that are connected to medicine, but I think this really, because there's so much focus on the Super Bowl, has some value. At least it's worth some consideration. And again, you can agree or disagree. We're here to have a discussion, and for better or for worse, it's something that is of practical importance. 19 after on Good Day.
Can I make a deal with you? I'll give you $100, and you can give me $1,000. Sound crazy? Well, if you're carrying a balance on your credit card month after month, you've already taken that bad deal. That's right. You've made a deal with the credit card company that could be costing you thousands in high interest and late fees. If you want to get debt-free once and for all, you need to call Credit Guard of America right now for free information. Just call 1-800-724-1077. We work directly with your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we roll everything into one affordable monthly payment, so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. It's that simple. No more credit card payments, no more collection calls. If you made a bad deal with a credit card company, it's time to get debt-free starting today. Call Credit Guard of America for free information. 1-800-724-1077. That's 1-800-724-1077.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brands you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the word.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Micro plant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
It's 23 and change after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Looking at the statistics here of some of these football players who have died at 59, 60, 61, 62, 63. And I'm looking at one guy who played in 19, his last time he played was 1986. If you're just joining us for the discussion, Jack Stockwell, who's one of my friends and a great medical contributor to this program, he's a NUCCA expert, N-U-C-C-A, which is a form of chiropractic that deals with the spinal cord, the upper spinal cord, the neck, the area in which most of the connections to keep your brain functioning properly and connected to the rest of your body are located. And because of that, I thought it was interesting. I had planned to talk about what I learned this weekend having my own brain scan done and what I've seen in terms of the brain scan images from football players and putting two and two together and just making what is, I don't see how you could not draw this conclusion, that if you have my, you don't have to agree with me. This is not a program that looks for consensus. I'm just telling you. My observation is that parenting ought to include, my definition of parenting is that you protect your child. And you know, you need to expose them to lots of different things in the world. But why would you, if you knew the harm that could come, put your child in that purposely or allow the child to be in harm's way? That's the point that I'm trying to make here. And it isn't about the past because we didn't have this information in the past. So you discount all of the things that have happened up until today, now. If ESPN spends an hour talking about the dangers, the vagaries, the worry about what happens to your brain on a television show, you know there's going to be that people are talking about it. So this is just one step of coincidence.
Concussions are a huge, I mean, and the NFL has come out with information and programs for the kids programs, for the kids leagues to spread around the country.
You think I'm foolish enough to think this is going to make a difference? There's too much money in this. We talked earlier about how much money there is in this Super Bowl game or money that's involved in pro football, even college football. I mean, Ohio State probably wouldn't even exist, that program there, without the donations, the beneficiaries of the largesse of graduates who want to see the rah-rah shish kumba, they give millions to keep that program going. You think they're going to stop that? Nah, they're not going to stop that. But I think that continuing it is irresponsible. That could be my spin on it. You can think about it any way you want to and share your thoughts at 800-510-8255. Jack, what do we need to know about in terms of what you do as a chiropractor in these areas and the help that you are to children and adults of all ages that have experiences that are traumatic to the brain in this area that we're talking about?
in order to enjoy the range of motion that we have of the head on top of the neck, there's very little connecting the head to the neck. You even when you see the massive size of some of these football players' necks, which they need to do to try to support that structure, the actual bony contact between the base of the skull and the top bone at the top of the neck is only about the size of a quarter. Everything else is either muscles or tendons or, you know, organs, blood vessels, whatever. But the actual contact is very, very small. You can take all kinds of trauma to the lower part of the back without disturbing anything because of the thickness of the muscles, the strength of the bones, at the point where the spine joins the hip. But on the opposite end, it's a very, very flimsy structure. We know now just a 5-mile-an-hour rear-end collision, one you can barely feel, you know something happened, only at 5 miles an hour, is enough to cause certain kinds of whiplash to occur in the neck. So you can imagine when you were describing there a minute ago, a couple of 230-pound guys crashing into one another, what is that going to do to the head and neck?
So that means there's some legitimacy. You know, we all laugh about people who claim whiplash when we're involved in these little accidents, the 5-mile-an-hour whiplash. There is something to that, which is interesting to know, because most of us say, you're just faking it, when in fact what Jack says is it may very well be possible that those injuries are real. Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us for a continuation of this discussion in a few minutes here on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. In the travel world, the month of February isn't just about Valentine's Day. It's about Black History Month, and there are plenty of immersive experiences happening in major attractions around the country. This year, Mount Vernon Estate and Garden is offering daily tours that explain slave life at the historic home of George Washington. At the time of his death, there were more than 300 slaves living at the plantation, and their legacy has been kept alive by Washington's records and other archaeological research. Or head to Cleveland to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum. Here, they're focusing on African-American influences in music, from blues to soul to gospel. Meanwhile, the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. has screenings of short films in partnership with the National Museum of American African History and Culture. The bottom line, even if you think you've already been there or done that with a major museum or historic site, chances are that this month you'll find some new experiences that are worth checking out. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances. Every vacation has a story to tell. A passport falling overboard. A giraffe coming to lunch. Tell us what makes you the world's unluckiest traveler, and you could win a $10,000 dream vacation. Vote for your favorites at TravelGuard.com/unlucky. Brought to you by Travel Guard. See your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com for a free quote on affordable travel insurance protection from Travel Guard.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of
coverage. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
State.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program in medical mode now as a result of the Super Bowl and all the focus on football and all of the time that is spent on football in our country. I thought it would be worthwhile because of my own experience, my own learning curve this past weekend. Actually, it started on, well, it actually goes back further than that because over the last year, Dr. Ken and I have talked to a couple of doctors who were involved in this Saroscan project as it developed. And, Richie, you and I have talked about it here and there on the air. We tie these two things together in a discussion that I hope will make sense to people. At least it's food for thought anyway. As so many folks are sort of regurgitating the Super Bowl, and I'm remembering a couple of shots that I have seen as I've looked at the game, the profile of the game online, seeing, you know, just the matter, of course, in a football game like this, people knock each other around, they... You know, you can see the heads almost. What's that movie, The Exorcist, where her head turns around on her? Isn't that The Exorcist, right?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, this kind of thing, I just worry about children and adults, too, who would go through all of this and come out of it poorly on the other end. And, again, this is based on what I looked at. I had my brain scan this weekend. On Friday in Denver, I had one shot, and then Saturday another shot. And then I've come to Jackson, Salt Lake, to have some treatment from him while I'm here. So I thought we'd put everybody together and sort of talk about this. Jack, from his expertise, as a guy that deals with this region of the body. Ken, who is a cardiologist but has training that is, in terms of being a generalist, well qualifies him to be able to talk about this sort of thing.
And does CT scans of your brain to look inside of it anyway.
Exactly, right. So, Ken, you've heard what Jack and I have talked about to this point, and I've just basically given a summary of it, other than I have said the other thing that I said that I haven't repeated yet, is that I feel after what I have learned and what now is available for knowledge and as becomes more, I'm going to guarantee you that as Saroscan and the process becomes bigger, more people know about what's going on because of their work inside your brain, parents will begin to question, not that they haven't already, Jack, because of what he does, he talked to all of his sons for the most part out of it, with the exception of one. I wasn't thinking about it cognitively, but after Brendan had three concussions playing football in his high school, I said, that's it, you're done. And but there are parents who may not know this, so there's the rah-rah shish-kumbah or the macho stuff, yeah, my son, look at him out there. And what you're doing by allowing your child to do that is perhaps affecting the rest of their lives, how they will live or and how they will die. So, Ken, am I overstating this? You heard, again, what Jack and I were talking about. Where are you on this?
Well, having grown up north, you know, I played football for a few weeks and realized I wasn't right for it. But, you know, I had all the pressure to play baseball. But living in Florida for the past 25 years, as I mentioned to Jack, Doug, if I start bashing football, I'm going to need full-time security guard. Football is so huge down here. It's unbelievable.
Well, but that's what people say to me. If I start talking about this, people will throw things at the radio.
Yes.
I'm presenting something that is a thought of mine, is an experience of mine. You can take the information and do what you want. I can tell you that you're not a good parent. If you now, knowing this, if you do the research and you find out what goes on, you go to SaraScan and you look at what they do and see what the result of some of these things are with these NFL players, how can you draw a conclusion that's anything other than this is bad for my child?
But, you know, let me just...
Boxing, another thing.
Let me turn this around a little bit because, you know, you watch Glee afterwards, and there are kids just like that. And there are some kids around here that I know in Florida that if they, with the testosterone levels they have and the size they have, if they weren't out there playing football, I don't know what they would be doing with all that energy.
Yeah, let me throw another angle at this. At my other office I have in the southern part of the state, it's in a smaller population area. So I am now taking care of kids from 1A schools. And these schools are so small, the football players are going both directions. And a big guy on one of these teams might be 165, 180 pounds. And these kids are, and don't think that because it's a smaller school, they have any less enthusiasm. In fact, the whole city is involved in what these little tiny schools are doing on that football field, reliving their own youth through these little kids who do not have the physical structure to put up with this kind of punishment.
So then what happens to them?
Well, they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop because this is a cultural event. This is like a steamroller.
You
do not stop football, especially on a high school level.
I mean, I don't quite get it because I didn't grow up here. You know, I grew up in baseball territory, and I know the enthusiasm for playing baseball. But the folks who grow up here, it's like in their blood, and you know, the momentum to do this. And so there may be some balance here. In fact, just reported this week in Neurology in the Medical Journal, there's this new concussion test that moved toward the playing field yesterday in the game, actually. In the past, we've been using this marine test, which takes an hour or two to diagnose. There's this new concussion test out of the University of Pennsylvania, which just takes a minute or two to actually use to determine if somebody should be back out. Now, you know, Doug, you would say the damage has already been done. That's correct. But we're going to minimize it. But I don't know. It's going to take generations to get rid of the enthusiasm that I see here in Florida.
I don't disagree with that. I don't dispute that. I'm not saying that that's not the case. I'm just saying that knowing what I've learned and what I know and what you can learn on your own and what will become more a discussion topic as more of this comes out, I think that you need to investigate it and see if it's right.
Daughter's not playing soccer? Absolutely, because of the way the women in Florida play soccer, they play just as roughly as the guys.
Yeah. Right.
And one other thing to remember, and that's this. I was explaining to Dr. Ken there during the break about the idea that just a small little 5-mile-an-hour collision can cause serious enough soft tissue damage to have long-lasting effects a decade or two after the accident. You don't have to have a full-scale concussion in football to actually begin to experience brain damage. A lot of this smaller kind of collisions repeatedly before the brain tissue ever has a chance to heal or recover has a cumulative effect of sometimes as much as a full-scale concussion.
But I don't know what they feed the guys down here in Florida, but they're a lot bigger, younger than they were where I grew up. And I wonder what they would be doing if they didn't have the outlet out on the football field.
Yeah. Well, but they go swimming. They could run. They could work at something that's physical. There's all kinds of outlets. Well, that's a question that can be asked, Ken. But I think there are. You think it through. There are ways of doing it. And at the risk of beating this thing, you have an obvious occurrence of distress on your most important organ. because your body can't possibly function. We were talking about this yesterday in Jack's office, how sometimes, though, because the intestine has, because of how you develop in the prenatal, see if I remember this correctly, Jack, what you taught me about this, the prenatal workings of the body include the brain or brain tissue being in your stomach.
So in the gut, absolutely.
Right. So what happens if you have a disconnect? Let's say people who are paralyzed and they can't walk again. Basically, the brain is disconnected from the rest of the body. Still can eat food because you have the brain matter in your stomach, which is kind of wild when you think about it. For those
well,
of you who think with your stomach.
In the early in the earliest first trimester development, in fact, it's in the first few weeks, as the segmental migration along the neural tube and the neural canal that will form the segments of the spine, there is brain tissue that will develop inside the gut itself, in the intestinal structure. So even though you get vagal stimulation from the brain to most of the digestive system, even in serious paralytic conditions, there are parts of the digestive system that seems to work independent of vagal stimulation because of that brain tissue.
All right. Let's pause for a moment here. Then we'll continue talking about one of our favorite topics, dieting and the things that are around today and what happens to your brain when you go on some of these things. Ken has a warning. The FDA has come up with a warning, and I want to get Jack's spin on this sort of stuff in terms of the kinds of things that you do. You're feeding your body with what and what comes out of either the good stuff or the bad stuff. As we continue our focus, I'm very fortunate to have two wonderfully intelligent men who deal with medical issues from a different perspective, but they come together. Jack Stockwell, visit his website, which is jackstockwell.com. There are a lot of great things there. He's a board-certified NUCA doctor. And then we have Ken Kronhaus, who's board-certified as a cardiologist, and his practice. And we all know how he contributes all the time to answering your questions. Very important conversation, which we'll continue in a few moments here on Good Day.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Did everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Pittsburgh Steelers dietitian Leslie Bonsi gives advice to many of your favorite athletes. We can learn a lot from these star players both on and off the field, like how to step outside our comfort zones and experiment with our diet and exercise routines. In the spirit of shaking things up for better health in 2011, Bonsi shares some inside tips and inspiration.
Just like all of us, high-performance athletes need to make smart food choices in order to remain at their physical and mental peak. I advise my athletes to eat a balanced diet loaded with fruits, vegetables, and proteins. Incorporating plant-based proteins like whole soy into a daily diet can help maximize overall health. One thing I often recommend to my athletes is SoyJoy. It has uniquely nutritious, tasty, all-natural ingredients like real fruit and whole soy. And with 130 to 140 calories, SoyJoy fits perfectly into various parts of your day. Start off your morning with a SoyJoy bar or throw one in your gym bag for a pre- or post-workout boost.
For more tips to shake up your routine this year, visit facebook.com/SoyJoy.
Attention, Hydralyze is currently seeking participants with dark circles and puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags around your eyes due to heredity, fatigue, or aging, you are eligible to see results and participate in the Hydralyze trial. Hydralyze was introduced to improve delicate skin around the eyes and now has been shown to eliminate dark circles and bags. It effectively diminishes even dark circles caused by heredity. To participate in the Hydralyze trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-381-5589. Fragile capillaries around the eye can leak, allowing blood to pool beneath the skin like an ugly bruise. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen their dark circles fade away, watched as bags literally disappeared from view. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your dark circles or bags around the eyes, you are eligible to participate and experience results with Hydralyze. Call this number today, 1-800-381-5589. Once more, that's 1-800-381-5589.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Epinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
13 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Dr. Jack Stockwell. We've been talking for most of this hour about football and the kinds of problems you can have with your brain if you're involved in it. But there are other things that are going on that affect all of our lives. The FDA has warned of the diet pill health scams. And earlier this morning, Ken was talking about the Food and Drug Administration going after things that are made with sibutramine. Is that the correct pronunciation of that? It's S-I-B-U-T-R-A-I-M-I-N-E.
Well, it's appearing in some non-prescription things, and that's Meridia is the brand name.
Right.
And it's just appearing in some places where it shouldn't be.
Well, it's you can buy it because it says it claims to burn cellulite off. Just take a pill and it'll burn the cellulite off. So I would ask both of you, in terms of you know, we obviously want to talk about Medifast in the sense that we put people on this. We've had a lot of people that have responded to this because it's safe and because doctors recommend it. It's a way of losing weight that seems to be responsible. If you don't lose weight, though, that's the other thing. There are all kinds of complications that, and I think Ken, you and I have gone over them from the cardiological point of view. But I don't know if we have Jack. You'll spend 30 seconds or so talking about what people who are overweight are doing to their spine, their neck, and the things that you work on as a NUCA chiropractor.
Well, the thing I'm primarily involved with is the correction of the major misalignment that occurs at the base of the skull, at the top of the neck, that will affect the structure of the entire body from that point down. And any time you have a misalignment and you have additional weight, it's just like turning the volume up on some rap music. It's just going to make it that much worse.
Mm-hmm.
I try to get that misalignment reduced down to zero. A little extra weight isn't going to hurt that much structurally. But if you're misaligned and you've got extra weight, the degenerative processes are going to accelerate.
Just one more reason to call 800-506-4115 and do it the right way. MedifastKen.com. Enter Dr. Ken in, or when you call that number, 800-506-4115, use Dr. Ken to save some money. Ken, quick story this morning in your research about the metabolic syndrome being linked to memory loss. This is sort of in tandem with what we've been talking about.
Exactly. This is out of Neurology Medical Journal this week. Older people with larger waistlines, high blood pressure, and other risk factors for this condition called metabolic syndrome, they are at greater peril for experiencing memory loss. This is a condition that's characterized by high blood pressure, too much weight around the waist, guys a waistline greater than 40, women greater than 35, elevated blood sugar, and levels of the good cholesterol, HDL, being too low, and triglycerides, another bad fat, being too high.
All right, so word to the wise is sufficient. Gentlemen, thank you very much for your expertise in this hour. This has been a helpful conversation one way or another, no matter what. It's something that people ought to know. They do with the information what they will. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, check him out at drkenshow.com and Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. This is Good Day at 50 minutes past the hour.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Tomorrow on History. Top
Hotshot is back and reloaded. I'm Colby Donaldson, host of History's hit competition series, Top Shot.
I love shooting against bigger, stronger, tougher men.
Each week, we'll put America's best sharpshooters through elimination challenges that will blow you away. From medieval crossbow...
I'm not just a shooter, I'm an athlete.
...to firing from a moving vehicle.
I'm going to destroy the competition.
Top Shot, reloaded. A brand new season starts tomorrow at 10, 9 Central on History, made every day.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist, because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
Car Wash by Rose Royce from the movie Car Wash. Song was number one during this week in 1977, Chucker. So this movie is, what, 34 years ago? My God. Yeah, but kind of a fun flick. It really was a fun flick. So we have to acknowledge it every once in a while with Ms. Royce and the theme. I always confuse that with the movie that Mr. T was in. That was
DC Cat.
Taxi. That was it. Yeah,
great movie.
It's the same shtick. It's the same
stupid stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of stupid stuff, Chucker, this weekend I saw 4 movies, and it's been a long time since I saw anything as stupid as The Green Hornet. Pathetic. It was Chucker, before we went on the air, wanted me to grade these movies that I saw. I saw part of Roommate and left, The Mechanic and The King's Speech and The Green Hornet, and The Green Hornet was just pathetically stupid.
Did you see it in the 2D or 3D?
And I saw it in 2D. Okay. Yeah. But
do
then...
Do you have an opinion on 3D? Do you like it?
I don't... I mean, 3D's okay. And the problem, I thought 3D was great in Avatar.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think some of it is... There's push too much as a thing to make $3 more on a seat when they sell you the ticket. But, you know, other than that. The Mechanic, exactly. Jason Statham. There is not one scene, one frame in that movie that you would think was inappropriate to a movie that stars him. You knew what you got when you went in there. You knew what you were expecting. You got exactly what you expected. So if you didn't like the movie, then you don't know what Strathon is about. If you liked it, it was because you got what you wanted. I mean, is there any other way of evaluating, and how else would you evaluate?
That's a very fair analysis. Go ahead. What else?
Roommate, I guess, was number one this weekend. I didn't know what it was about. I had never heard of it even. And I walked into the theater, and I thought, okay, I'll look this over. And I went in and sat down for a while until I got to the point where one of the girls was in a shower. Richie thinks I'm crazy. How could you leave a movie with a woman naked?
What's going on there?
But it looked like the wild, crazy roommate was going to do her in, and I didn't want to watch that. So
that's basically a complete ripoff of a movie, Single White Female, which was
right
about 20 years ago with Richard Father and Jennifer Jason Leigh.
So what happens? Is that what she does? Is kill all these students?
I believe so. It stars Minka Kelly, who was on Friday Night Lights and Derek Jeter's fiance. Very beautiful girl. She's never going to win an Oscar, but the boy, she's good looking. You know, I just wanted to point out, if you were a movie studio, would you pay $3 million to run a 30-second movie trailer during the Super Bowl, considering in 30 seconds it's basically impossible to develop any type of storyline? It's just basically quick cut of numerous scenes. I have my doubts if it's really worth it in the long run. But anyway, there's some of the really good trailers, if you could call them a good trailer in 30 seconds. I still think this Cowboys and Aliens, which stars Daniel Craig and Harrison Ford, is going to be a huge film next summer. Why? Because at least it has some originality. Cowboys versus Aliens.
And it just looks cool. It looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And also this Super 8, which is J.J. Abrams produced, also executive group produced by Steven Spielberg. I think it's about aliens that are being carried on a train, escape in a small town. That one looks really good. Captain America looks okay. Thor, I don't think it's going to work as a big screen movie. And Transformers 3 looks pretty much the same as the first two.
All right, Chuck is going to have the top five movies in a moment here on Good Day.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
All right, so, Chucker, how did the movie weekend shape up in terms of the most popular movies at the box office?
The Roommate actually did better than expected. 15.6, that met its budget, so it opened well. Sanctum, which is a new 3D film produced by James Cameron, he had his name all over it, got awful reviews and opened at just a mediocre $9.2 million. No Strings Attached with Natalie Portman continues to do fairly well, 8.4, 51 million in 3 weeks of release. The King's Speech, which has now become a juggernaut at the box office, 8.3, 84 million so far. It's going to do well over 100 million before all is said and done. And the Green Hornet ran out the top five, 6.1, 87 million in 5 weeks of release.
All right, so that's right. So Roommate, but a lot of people didn't go to the movies yesterday, certainly because of the Super Bowl. So the effect of the Super Bowl would have been a negative one on the box office totals, right?
Exactly. That's why a lot of studios don't release many films during that weekend.
Yeah. All right. So that's something to look forward to. More good movies next weekend. Meanwhile, Chucker keeps us abreast of all this stuff. Chuck Curry, check out his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, at